No.
But this is like the Mexican fire show on the beach at the Blue Parrot Bar in Playa del Carmen.
How about that?
Very exciting, very dangerous.
Yeah.
Kerosene flying all over the people on the front row, of which I was in, as they swing fire-lit batons. Wow.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Ah, the Mexican fire show. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Canada's daytime sports talk show, coming to you from the bunker out here in hot and sunny Western Canada. I'm the host, Rod. He is the co-host, Darren. How you doing, dupes?
I'm awesome.
Feel like I just saw you.
I know.
Just off the golf course.
Yeah.
How many of you folks golf with your coworkers over the weekend? I bet you not many.
No, you get out of the doors and you go to complete opposite ends of the earth, right?
Is it Monday already, they say?
Yeah.
Not us. Thanks to Deer Valley for allowing us to come out there and hack it up on Sunday. Boy, have we got... Where'd my bell go? Oh. Terrible breaking news today that I'm going to get to here in the Quick Six Show Topics. It's... I'm going to try my best to put a smile on your face and keep you positive here today, but it's not easy. It's not easy. I will just outline this. Hour one of our program today on Game Plus TV Network and over a million homes across Canada and the USA features Gene Mikowski. He's a Canadian Football Hall of Famer. He is also a member of the Sask Party. He is an MLA for Regina Dewdney. Last I heard, unless they change the constituents.
Okay.
So he can talk politics, he can talk football, he can talk a lot of things. Gene Mikowski. He's the only one in hour one, right, Clark? Yeah. Coming up in hour two, for the very popular website, 3downnation.com, that covers all the CFL news, John Hodge will be with us. From Bubble City Central, Winnipeg, Manitoba, the Slurpee capital of the world. John Hodge is going to be with us. And then from Hamilton, Ontario, Bubba O'Neill, longtime friend of mine from CHCEH Television in Hamilton. He's got some questions about the CFL, and I thought instead of going back and forth on Twitter, why don't we bring it on to the television screen?
Yeah.
And go from there.
I love it.
When are you going to get a haircut?
I don't know.
It's quite the mane you're rocking.
I know.
There,
it's never been this long in my life. I thought, you know, it'd be an excuse. I've never done it. I don't really want to do it again. So this is kind of it. Maybe end of the summer, maybe fall. But if I don't have any television, that was my first thought, is I'll cut it before I do television broadcast for football again, right? Put on a suit again.
Yeah.
But that's not happening anytime soon. So
we'll speaking see. Of appearances, we'll get to that after I get through the Quick Six Show Topics. But aesthetics.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Jordan? Let's go with the Quick Six Show Topics here today. It's been a moving target. So I'll get to the actual sports in a moment. But topic one, another weekend of carnage. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Regis Philbin passing away. Eddie Shack passing away. And there was a third that's escaping me. I couldn't find it when I was searching. Those two right there is enough. Who wants to be a millionaire? The entertainer, Eddie Shack, you as a Leafs fan would know who he is, of course.
Yeah.
We were just talking about him with Lanny McDonald a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Top three mustaches in NHL history, according to Lanny McDonald. Lanny anointing himself, number one. Dave Babich, number two. And Eddie Shack, number three, the entertainer. More carnage, man.
Yeah.
And they didn't list it as because of coronavirus, but who really cares? We're ready for some good news. Would you not agree?
Big time.
Well, we're not getting it. Point two. Moving target are my Quick Six Show Topics. When I started putting them together today, the Florida Marlins had four positive coronavirus tests. It's now been up to 14 the last I looked, and their home opener tonight has been postponed. They couldn't get out of Philadelphia. Medical experts wouldn't allow them to leave Philly, where they contracted 14 of them coronavirus. And now the Yankees were supposed to go into there tonight, and the Yankees have said, we're not setting foot in that locker room. Whether they clean it or not, doesn't matter. So now you got two games tonight postponed because of coronavirus. And, of course, my beautiful wife came downstairs this morning and said, how does this affect the CFL? Just wait. There's more. Point three. Arizona Coyotes GM John Chyka quits, according to the team. I was with you on the golf course yesterday when this came down. Remember that yesterday?
I do.
I want to read because I want to get this right. I want to read the news release correctly. And I'm going to tell you, this could not have come from longtime Coyotes communications guy Rich Nairn, because he would not have written this unless he had a gun to his head from the owners. Maybe he typed it out. You know what I mean? But this has not come from Rich.
Not his words.
No. Glendale, Arizona. is the place line. The Arizona Coyotes issued the following statement today regarding John Chyka. John Chyka has quit as general manager and president of hockey operations of the Arizona Coyotes. The club is disappointed in his actions and his timing as the Coyotes prepare to enter the NHL's hub city of Edmonton, where the team will begin postseason play for the first time since 2012. Chyka has chosen to quit on a strong and competitive team, a dedicated staff, and the Arizona Coyotes fans, the greatest fans in the NHL. All 5,000 of them. I'll put that in there. The club is moving forward and has named Steve Sullivan as interim general manager. He has the full support of the entire organization, including team ownership, executive leadership, players, and coaches. Unquote. Darren, I'll say this. Of everybody's priorities and of all the carnage coming out of the weekend, I'm about the only guy that cares about this, really. But they're my third favorite team behind the Oilers and the Golden Knights, the Coyotes. So let me put this to you as we just drop anchor on this topic for a second. What do you think when you hear the wording of that news release? Have you ever heard a news release worded like that?
Never.
No.
Never.
It's highly unprofessional.
Big time. It's you. It's so unprofessional. That is, you know, somebody at the top, when things don't go their way, fine, write it up, make it look bad,
exactly.
Tell him he quit. He quit on the team, he quit on the fans, he quit on the community, he quit on your brothers and your sisters and your mom and your dad.
He quit on us.
Right?
Well, the owners, he quit on me and my kid.
Yeah.
There's far more layers to the story, of course, but this is, look, when they hired this crew and Gutierrez the president and they talked about the, well, I call them the Flying Morellas, the Alex Senior and Junior running the team. Now, what did I say? Do you remember what I said? Good luck, Arizona. Good luck, Arizona. Let's do it again. One more time for old times. The Arizona has not let the NHL down. The NHL has let Arizona down. And you wonder why I care so much. I've been going down there for years hosting those Ryderville parties in the Valley at the Coyotes games. I got to know the fans. Not the snowbirds, the born and bred Phoenicians, people from Phoenix. They said, we'd support the team if we had something to support. And now it's another gong show. The Athletic this morning calling it Gongdale, Arizona. More time than we should have spent. I'm just saying, I got to know John Chyka around there. He is the, he was hired by Gary Drummond and Anthony LeBlanc. And it was very criticized when he was hired. He's a numbers guy. I remember a scout for the Blues saying to me, that those buddies of yours in Arizona, they hired this numbers guy. You ever seen numbers win a game? Line them up on the blue line and let's see him win a game. Never seen numbers win a game. This, of course, coming from a Blues scout who they would go on to win the Stanley Cup. But what the Coyotes have done under John Chyka is undeniable. Got him into playoff contention. They're trumpeting that they've made the playoffs. I don't agree with that. They haven't. Moving on. I know people come here for the CFL coverage this morning, and I'll be honest with you. I was ready to just wipe the CFL away for the week because there's nothing going on, I thought. As of Friday, the CFL and the Players Association extended the deadline for a new CBA to this upcoming Friday. So I was sort of like, wake me up when it's over. And then Farhan Lalji, our good friend from TSN, reports this morning. Out of nowhere, Farhan starts tweeting that the CBA discussions are going along great and that football operations staff have been told to start preparing for a season and players will start migrating to Winnipeg on September the 14th, Darren. What did we say? Mid to late September, they could get this done if they were going to do it?
Yep.
Here we are. I didn't see this coming from Farhan.
No, I didn't. It's positive. If that's what they're preparing for and that's what they're telling teams, that's a good step. That's a little bit of good news today that they, you know, that there might be a season in the CFL. I still won't bank on it yet. I wouldn't put money on it, but I wouldn't put money against it. It's a good news day when it comes to the CFL for that reason.
You can just throw things out there. I mean, I have dealt with a lot of president CEOs from a lot of leagues over the years, and I unfortunately, which is where I think Farhan and the TSN is getting a lot of their information, is from those types. Here's who I'm talking to. Player representatives, agents, coaches, and players. It's the complete opposite side. Here's what people are saying to me. Are they going to get per diem, Rod? Are the players going to get per diem to the tune of $180 per day or whatever it is? Are they just going to be fed meals inside the bubble? What about guys that want vegan meals and vegetarian meals? It's not going to be standing up in a prison line. I know the CFL stands for cash flow low, but they're not going to treat them like prisoners.
Can't.
So how is this going to happen? So my point is, a lot of times, I know you hit the floor laughing when I was talking to you about what one president and CEO said to me a while ago. I'm not going to say what it was, but you remember I got back in his face and said, why don't you and me and the other guy jump in a boat and sail around the world? Because that's not going to happen either, but let's just say that we are. Like, it's not going to happen. So stop living in this fantasy land. They just throw things out there like we're going to believe it. So you can believe that September 14th, players are going to start migrating to Winnipeg for the bubble. It gives you some optimism.
Yeah. But believe it when you see it.
Now, but I did say for months, I'll believe Major League Baseball, NHL, NFL when I see it. And you know what? They are getting back to play. So how long it lasts, I don't know. But I'll eat my words on that. Remember me saying, I'll believe it when I see it. Well, they've done it.
Yeah.
To point five of the quick six show topics today. On CEBL day two, the Canadian Elite Basketball League, Natty, that's the national championship. They're playing it in St. Catharines, Ontario. Yesterday, Sunday, Saskatchewan beat Niagara 96-79, and Fraser Valley defeated Edmonton 113-100. Doubleheader. We watched it on the Gem app while we were golfing around Deer Valley. It was awesome. There's a doubleheader again today. Edmonton versus Ottawa, the expansion Blackjacks, followed by Hamilton versus Guelph. So we're following it. Hope you all are too. We are based in Saskatchewan, so therefore we are very closely following the Saskatchewan Rattlers, who are in good shape, I would suggest, to defend their title. Can you please paraphrase the commissioner of the CEBL, Mike Morielli, who tore a strip off TSN and Sportsnet?
Who? I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of a Mike Morielli rant like that, but he basically called out TSN and Sportsnet saying, where's the coverage, guys? Like, maybe you don't have cameras down there and, you know, whatever, but
he's like, just say a score.
How about a box score, a highlight, anything? You go to TSN.ca, you wouldn't even know the CEBL existed, that it was Canada's basketball, professional basketball league, that it was the first league in Canada to return to play. He's like, you guys are Canadian networks, right?
We're the only Canadian league, right? Now, there were some people from TSN writing him back going, you're right, Mike, we'll look into this. There are others saying that's not the way to go about getting your coverage. And it really isn't. As a guy that's been reading sports updates for 30 years, when a league takes a bite out of me, it doesn't really make you want to go cover them.
No.
So there's that. But I'll say this. I was thinking about this yesterday after we left the golf course. This show and what we're doing, and I won't lump Game Plus into it, although maybe I should. We're kind of the anti-TSN because Sportsnet's trying to mimic TSN and everything that they do. Tim and Sid is their version of Jay and Dan, you know, and their sports centers are very similar. We're the anti that in that we talk about the Western Canadian sports. We also talk about the CEBL. We talk about the NLL at length. The Rush, Saskatchewan Rush, are a sponsor of ours. So we're not trying to mimic what TSN and Sportsnet are doing. We're actually doing the opposite, and that's covering everything outside the Toronto bubble. And I'm talking about the bubble that existed before there was a bubble of the National Hockey League. And it's working. So now, it doesn't say I don't watch it. Like this morning, I'm watching Get Up. I watch it every day. And they got promos running. TSN First Take, 10 a.m. Monday to Friday, and Get Up. It's actually ESPN's Get Up, ESPN's First Take, but they've lopped it off. And the promos are of Stephen A. Smith going on and on about the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys and the NBA. So anyways, I'm getting off tangent here, but that's why we talk about the things that they don't.
Yeah.
Canadian sports. Well, they do talk about the Blue Jays. And by the way, point six here, the Toronto Blue Jays lost the series on the weekend at Tampa Bay. They are 1-2. The Jays, God willing, will be at Washington tonight to defend or take on the defending World Series champion Nationals. Did you catch any of the Blue Jays this weekend?
I did yesterday, and it's tough because they had such a great start to the ball game, and they let it go. They let it go in the ninth and late into that ball game, and they let it go in the 10th. It's one they probably should have had, but that comes back to what Greg Zahn mentioned. You know, this team's just not there yet. And so those games, you know, when you the flip a coin games, those are the ones that, you know, make a big difference. You got to win a lot of those, and they probably won't. But, you know, people are excited.
You know what? They're fun to watch. Bo Bichette.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, Kevin Biggio hit a big home run. Was it Friday night? And obviously, Vladdy. So they're fun to watch, the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Who knows if they're going to finish the season today? The news of today doesn't look great. John Schmidt, our viewer, writes in, Roddy, you don't talk enough hockey. And I would, hey, we could easily go on and talk 2 hours a day hockey. There's no doubt. Yeah. It's my mother tongue. What do you want to know, Johnny boy? Whatever you want to know. Right now, until the playoffs start, we're talking about the things that are actually in the news, right?
Yeah.
Those are our quick six show topics. I should say this, though. Ratings for the Major League Baseball opening games up 232%. Just tells you people were starving for baseball.
Yeah.
We've got less than 5 minutes here for the break, but you did say a very interesting point on the golf course yesterday, and that is people haven't been starving for live sports. There's been live sports. They've been starving for their sport.
That's exactly it. Everybody said, man, I miss live sports so much. I really wish live sports was back. Well, it's been back. Korean baseball has been back for a long time. UFC's been back for a while. There's been horse racing. There's been NASCAR. You know, there's been plenty of live sports. The Bundesliga, you know, over in Germany has been playing. There's been tons of live sports. But you just missed your sport. Baseball is your sport. You miss baseball. Football is your sport. You miss football. Hockey's your sport. You miss hockey. Everyone, you know, I just miss live sports. Doesn't matter what it is.
There's been live sports.
The results have proven that is a lie.
Those are the quick six show topics, but I got to get to a couple other points here. Rock star of the day. There'll be a test at the end of today's program. You can vote for who's the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. On Friday, the winner was Julie Stewart Binks of Fubo TV New York out of Manhattan. Couple comments from our viewers here. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, why don't you do the Korean baseball scores anymore? Because if you haven't noticed, North American sports have got back to playing. Plus, my favorite player, the big donger, got hurt. He's done.
And our two teams suck.
And our teams are in last place. From our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz, he says, those stats are a given. You can't go. You got to watch on TV. Why the ratings would skyrocket. Hey, you got to put your phone down for a second because this is the last point before we break and bring on Casino Gino. You need to DM my daughter to tell me to put on makeup. You can't tell
me.
She
call you out on that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
You could just tell me that I need to put on makeup. Folks, this may or may not shock you. I've never put on makeup in my entire life, at least not in my adulthood.
Well, you tried at the beginning of the show.
I guess.
Way back in the day. That feels like an eternity.
It wasn't for me. So you got to go through my daughter? I didn't believe her when she said, look, Darren, DM me.
I know how to get.
Show me your phone.
How to get results.
Okay.
That was a lot of, right? It's the power of making a deal or negotiation. It was going to be a complete dead end going straight to you. So you find a way to ease the door open a little bit. She has more influence over you than I do.
Maybe. Yeah, true. Good point.
If she can't do it, then there's no point in me bringing it.
I left the house wearing that hoodie, and she said, you look fat in that. And I changed immediately.
I knew.
So now I got to start wearing makeup?
That's a you call, but.
We'll talk. Gene Mikowski coming up. John Hodge of 3downnation.com in Winnipeg. Bubba O'Neill from CHCH TV Hamilton. A really big show. Plus, a sports update right after this break. This has been the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstores, and we'll return in a flash. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting. VMI and vending solutions and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just ahead of Gene Mikowski, a couple things. The Prairie Mobile text line is open. Any questions or comments that tickle your fancy from us, and you'd like to comment on those if you're watching on Game Plus, best way to get a hold of us is via text 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. And Darren, the poll question today, as you know, is for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, what's an appropriate time to begin using power tools on weekends? Reason being, I was up between 6 and 7 a.m. on Saturday. Neighbors were building a deck. It's a little deeper than that, but it didn't bother me because I was up. But I thought, what about everybody else in the neighborhood? 55% of respondents say 9 a.m. That's the lead. Then it goes down from there. 34% say 8 a.m. 8% say 7 a.m. You can vote on that for 24 hours. Okay, let's go out and join him now. 2015 class of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Gene Mikowski, joins us with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders from 1995 to 2011. And currently, member of the Saskatchewan Legislative Assembly for Regina Gardner Park, Gene Mikowski joins us. How you doing, Gino?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you as always, Gene. Hey, interesting times, of course, in the world and in the world of sports. You, of course, speak with your, you know, CFL alumni hat on, plus your government hat. You're a busy guy. How is the summer of 2020 going for you in your world?
Well, just like everybody, it's been a lot different. Of course, we had a sitting of the legislature that ended not too long ago, so that was sort of normal. Of course, we had distancing and less members within the house at the same time. And, we're normally real busy, a lot of meetings like this, over video and over conference call, et cetera, rather than in person. A lot like everybody else, and we're certainly, me and my boys, we're certainly missing the sports part of it. Missed out on the RMF Spring League and the Flag Football League this spring. But those are necessary things to in order to keep everyone safe. And so it's been different. Normally, get invited to a lot of dinners and events around the community, and of course, so there have been a lot less of those. So, just like everybody, we're adapting and trying to make our way through this day by day.
I want to tell the viewers too, by the way, Gene Mikowski, West Division All-Star, every year from 2004 to 2010, an All-Canadian, Darren, I think five occasions throughout that stretch. So this is a literal Hall of Famer that we're speaking with today. And Gene, I do want to talk about the amateur football in a moment, but from the CFL perspective, just watching it, how do you feel that it's all playing out? And of course, you're super tight with Premier Scott Moe, so you've got that angle too. How do you feel that it's been handled, and where do you see it going?
Well, of course, very difficult times for all sports, as we mentioned before. Certainly for the CFL, with it being so reliant on gate receipts to make it financially viable, and so there's no roadmap for this, and so it's very difficult to imagine for the CFL as they go through trying to get some sort of a season going. And so, there's a lot of steps to go through, and there's a few more to go from my understanding, and we'll see what happens if they're able to overcome those hurdles and see CFL, albeit in a smaller number of games being played, some sort of season. I imagine they'll be having to make decisions fairly quickly here.
Let me ask you this, Gene. I'm pretty sure that through your playing career, because I was around for most of it, you were working in the off season as a substitute teacher, correct? I mean, if this hit you when you were playing, how would it have affected you? Financially.
Yeah, no, I did.
Financially.
Obviously, for sure. I mean, when you have three kids and a house and payments and everything, that certainly is something you have to consider. And for sure. I mean, in the CFL, you're not guaranteed anything. It's a game by game. Guys get off season payments. Some do, and so that helps ease the burden, so to speak. But a lot of guys do, like I did, either work towards a career. You never know how long you're going to last in pro sports, and so. And of course, in the CFL, we don't make millions of dollars a year like they do in the four major sports as well. So I think, and like I said, most guys have to look toward their future and either work on a degree or work on a business or as I did, start looking at getting some days in to potentially be a teacher at some point. So it would be a financial hit if some of those paychecks don't start coming in early June. You sort of try and manage things knowing when training camp starts. And, obviously in this scenario, it's a lot different for the current players.
Do you find, I don't know how close you are to current players, like are there as many guys working second jobs as there was in your era? Or because you hear it a lot. It's a 24-hour job now. It's a 12-month job. And I'm not saying they're wrong. But if that's the case, those guys are really in a bind now. Do they work at second jobs as much as they did in your time?
It's tough for me to say. I know it seems that things have gotten a little more lucrative from when the time I started playing to when I finished playing. And I think that's somewhat carried on. I guess it depends who you are, right? I mean, if you're a starting quarterback in the CFL, you likely don't need a second job. But if you're Just starting out, young guy, you might have to work on that during the off season. So I guess in general, there might be a little bit of less of that. And you hear the old days where Ron Lancaster was a teacher, Al Ford was a teacher, and I believe the season was structured around guys being able to work full-time 9-to-5 jobs and then going to practice afterwards and then playing on the weekend kind of thing. And sort of over time, I think it's evolved less and less. And as you'd mentioned, there's, you know, more of those full season athletes that just are just able to train. But I think a lot of it depends on where you are in your career and obviously how successful you are and how much you can make during that season. So there's no question if you didn't get an off season payment, like a roster bonus or a signing bonus or whatever, however you structure your affairs with your contract, you haven't been paid since November, it'd be a difficult time financially.
Two last questions for you, Gino. One, you mentioned your boys playing football. All three of your guys are football playing boys, are they not?
Yeah, that's right. Two play tackle and one plays flag, yeah.
Right. So what is the outlook for them through the fall here? And I'm not just talking about specifically your three boys. What do you know about Canadian amateur football at all their levels? Are they going to be on the field or not from what you know? Because you're following it far more closely than I am.
Well, here in Saskatchewan, team sports is part of the reopening plan. And certainly, I think flag football—it's not a contact sport, and so that—and only, you know, five or so players per side, you know, and it's an outdoor game, and so there should be lots of room for that. Not too worried about that at this point, anyway. In terms of tackle football, I believe right now the limits are for the mini leagues that the chief medical health officer has come out with. 50 players, it might be tough for that 12-on-12 tackle football. Obviously, those games are outdoors, which helps things, is my understanding. But 50 people on the field at one time is currently the max. And so, you know, again, there's probably at least 30 people on the field at one time, refs and game day folks as well is included in that. So, I know the Regina Minor League is trying to work with the health officials and trying to find a way to get on the field. And my oldest son plays with the Thunder, and you know, same thing there. They have even bigger rosters, and then being able to travel, I think, outside of the province is a question mark at this time. So. No definitive answer for the PFC season right now. I know they're working very hard to try and get something where they can play maybe just Saskatoon and Winnipeg at this point. That's something I've heard, but they're working through that, and hopefully we can see something in order to have those kids not lose a year of sports, which is when such tight careers are, well, whatever, it's not, maybe not the right word, a career, but chance to play, but also keeping everyone safe.
Well, and lastly, Gene, we only do have a minute, but I got to give you the opportunity to extol the virtues of the Premier Scott Moe, who is a close personal friend of mine. You're certainly closer to him than me. The job that he's done and the people of this province, keeping the cases low, flattening the curve, as they say. Just a comment on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, the Premier is a good leader for our province, for sure, and it's a real pleasure to work with him. The people of the province, you know, they're great people, and this is certainly a challenge for everyone out there, and a very difficult situation, and affects every part of our life, from businesses to individuals, to health, to the health system, and people in Saskatchewan pulled together, and that's what we've been doing, and we got to continue to keep doing, you know, just keep going forward day by day, like I said, work together in this unprecedented situation.
Great job, Gene. Always good seeing you. Appreciate the time. Stay safe and enjoy what's left of summer.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Appreciate it.
Gene Mikowski. Not every day you get to chat with a Canadian Football Hall of Famer, and he went in the summer of 2015. We have a few minutes left here before we break. A lot of things flooding my mind. One, I mentioned the carnage over the weekend that included the passings of Regis Philbin and Eddie Shack, and I said that there was a third. These always come in threes. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but they come in threes, and I couldn't remember who the third. From the Prairie Mobile text line, anonymous texter from the 591 writes in and says, Olivia de Havilland passed this weekend at 104. I would suggest she was ready to go. I shouldn't speak for her, but 104?
Right.
Apparently, she's a big deal in her field. I saw this stuff on social media. I'm not familiar with her. Far more familiar with Regis Philbin and Eddie Shack.
Big time.
Fair?
Fair, of course.
And I'll say this, too, from viewer John Schmeiser. He's watching in Kansas City. He says, great interview with Gino. What a class act. Can't imagine what they have had to go through dealing with COVID-19. Donna Berger writes in. She says, always threes, even in our line of work. And she works in the healthcare field. It happens in threes. I don't know why.
I know.
When my parents were getting older, and unfortunately they're not with us anymore, but my brothers and I have often said, how would they have dealt with COVID? This is actually a blessing that they haven't had to deal with it. But when two people started to go, and my dad was a fairly public guy, worked in the NHL for 26 years. I was like, no, don't let him be the third. You know what I mean? I just, when two went, it was, it goes in threes. I'll also say this. I'm not going to denigrate in any way the severity of the coronavirus. I'm following it. We've followed every stipulation. I am personally. But I did see Don Jackson, Hamilton Tiger Cats running back, tweeting that we need to hear more stories from the emergency room staff. I don't know if you saw that at all. Like how serious this is. And I thought, I told you last weekend I was in the emergency room, not for myself, but with somebody else in my other life. And the doctor said, if you get coronavirus, you're not going to die. That was from an emergency room doctor. That might have just been his personal opinion, but I just read this really disturbing story over the weekend about major junior hockey teams. You and I were talking about it on the golf course yesterday, how they're going to go down if this continues and they can't play this fall. And the article was from Last Word on Sports. They did a great job as to how coronavirus, COVID is going to take down major junior hockey. It's pretty easy to talk about it in July that they're going to play. What's going to happen come October?
Right.
So we'll talk about all these things and more, and we'll get to that sports update. The latest on breaking news in Major League Baseball today. Two games postponed tonight, potentially canceled because of COVID outbreaks. With the Florida Marlins, 14-plus staff testing positive. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV Network, and you're listening and watching around the world on the RP Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood.
That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for spending a part of your Monday with us, Canada's coffee get-together, your daytime sports talk show today. We got breaking news today as we look to the sports update. Two Major League Baseball games scheduled for Monday night have been postponed as the Miami Marlins deal with a coronavirus outbreak that stranded them in Philadelphia. The Marlins' home opener tonight against Baltimore has been called off, as was the Yankees game at Philly. The Yankees could or would have been in the same clubhouse the Marlins used just yesterday. The Marlins postponed their flight home Sunday night after their series finale against the Phillies. Major League Baseball announced the cancellation of both games about 7.5 hours before the scheduled first pitch, saying additional COVID-19 testing was being conducted. Meanwhile, all Canadian teams are done at the MLS's back tournament in Florida. New York City FC sent Toronto FC home in a 3-1 round of 16 win Sunday night. And Sporting Kansas City beat the Vancouver Whitecaps 3-1 on penalties after the sides played to a 0-0 draw in regulation. The Montreal Whitecaps were knocked out a day earlier. Saskatoon's Thomas Hassel was named the player of the game, though, for the Whitecaps. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We got to get him on the show, Clark.
He's been so good.
And Marc Gasol was on the court for the first time in nearly 6 months last night as the Raptors beat the Portland Trailblazers 110-104 in a scrimmage at Walt Disney World. The big man had been dealing with hamstring issues. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I'll say this about the commissioner of the CEBL, Mike Morielli, going after TSN for not covering his tournament, the CEBL Summer Series in St. Catharines, what I've been calling the Natty. I know I'm the only one that calls it the Natty, but that's okay. I've never been afraid to stand alone. If you watch the Raptors scrimmage, which I did,
yeah,
it looks absolutely no different than the CEBL games. No different.
That's the same. It looks great.
It's a closed. They look great. Yeah,
yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same. And it's our league. Something to be proud of. And they're playing for a national championship. I wish there was more coverage. And you know there's more than meets the eye here, right? You know, did TSN say, well, you didn't give us the rights. You gave it to CBC. Or CBC's got the rights. So we're not covering it. That's when you get broadcasters not running the network, right? The broadcasters want to cover the sports, but the suits don't. And I had this problem come up in my first radio job. We weren't allowed to call. I was told to not call the midget hockey tournament, the Max Midget AAA tournament, because Max wasn't a sponsor.
Of the radio station.
Of the radio station.
Yeah. Wasn't buying time.
They weren't buying time on the radio station. Well, that's the name of the tournament. It's the name of the tournament. Max is so synonymous. Or the A&W, there was an A&W tournament, local midget tournament. That was the name of it.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
I'm with you. And I'm happy I don't get to answer to guys like that anymore. Like the guy that got in your face. More breaking news. Okay. Now we're getting down and dirty, okay? Richie Leone, punter of the Ottawa Redblacks, has written in. He's watching. And he says, Rod, I think you should pull up Marco Dubois' tweet from this morning. So I have, Richie. Marco Dubois of the Redblacks, current player, has tweeted at Randy Ambrosi, the commissioner. He says, and keep this up, Clark, by the way, from Solomon. Randy Ambrosi, I've been training for 6 months to prepare for camp. I was lucky enough to get an office job during that time. I've been telling my employer that we will have an answer on what's going on with the season soon. It's my first real job that will help me do the transition for after football. As a rookie at my office, I ask for a lot of things because of my football career. I don't have an answer to give to my boss today. I would assume that you are smart enough to understand that my credibility at work is going to be affected by this. I would like to keep my job. I would like to know and not wait anymore. We all love football, but we also need something to pay our bills. It is the reality of the CFL. Of CFL players, I would say if it's a yes, play ball. If it's a no, we'll prepare for 2021 and have regular jobs in our communities. A fair deal and answers would be nice by the end of the week. That's just my 2 cents. During my lunch break, he puts in stars. P.S. I am sorry for every employee of the CFL that has lost his or her job. Sincerely, Marco Dubois. Thank you, Richie, for alerting me to this. And even more newsworthy, I would suggest, is this from Solomon Elamimian, who's tweeting at Farhan Lalji, who reported team staff's being told to prepare for a season and the players will be arriving in Winnipeg September 14th. You can take that down, guys. I'm going to read it. From Solomon Elamimian, the president of the Players Association. Farhan, not sure who your source is, but with many issues unresolved, the Players Association and league are not close to a deal. Did your source tell you the league failed to meet with the Players Association last Friday? I won't speak on what football ops are being directed to, but we haven't seen it. This really goes back to my rant in the Quick Six show topics.
Yep.
Farhan, I love the guy. And he has told me many times he appreciates coming on this show and he enjoys it. Same as Dave Naylor. They're getting direct info from the CFL owners and the presidents and the governors. But I don't believe it's true. I don't. And I was talking to an agent late last week. And listen, not all owners are... But I like some of them. Can I put it that way?
Sure.
I don't like all of them. But the one thing with players and coaches that I've realized since I've crossed the floor and switched sides is that the players and coaches, they don't lie. Probably to a fault, they don't lie. But when I'm talking to somebody and I can't tell what's coming out of his mouth is the truth or not the truth, I have a problem with that. I really have a problem with that. Some people say, oh, it's just playing the game. I still have a problem with it. So if somebody was giving me false news, I'd be pretty upset. Now, I understand TSN is the rights holder and the broadcaster for the Canadian Football League. Does that mean they have to report every single thing that the owners and governors and presidents give them? That, back to what I said. I told you I was dealing with a president and a VP of another company here about a year ago. And they were blowing sunshine up my ass would be the term. And I said, why don't you and me and that other guy go jump in a boat and sail around the world? Let's just do that. Because that's not realistic either. So to put this out that the players are going to be reporting to Winnipeg on September 14th and live in a bubble and play in practice, when I got agents, player reps, and players themselves asking, where's the per diem going to be? What are they going to be feeding this? What are we going to do after noon when we're done every day with practice? What are we going to do? Keep them in the bubble? It's not realistic. And that's what Solomon Elamimian is saying here. Farhan, who's your source? John Schmidt says, ask Arash Madani, he'll know, or Justin Dunk. Well, a lot of their sources are the same as mine. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Jason in Red Deer says, yes, Rod, mainstream media feels they should be first to report rather than be accurate. same goes for us and whatever you want to call what we're doing here. No, mainstream media gets told what to say. I never had a problem with that as long as it was true. When you're told to go on and lie, that's when I got a really big problem with it. I'm sorry, do you have a footnote on that before we break and come back for viewer takeover?
Yeah, the only thing I would say is I don't doubt that they're getting the info, but now it's become such a PR game.
And, it's been for a while.
You know, it really has. And, you know, are the owners actually messaging the staff and saying, be prepared to go back September 14th? And with the whole plan or the whole idea saying, let's do that, because if that gets out, at least it looks like we're doing our jobs. You know? And Farhan sees it, and I mean, it's a credible, you know, source for him, so he puts it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Everybody's leaking stuff, but it's all calculated. Is it true?
I don't have a problem with it being leaked as long as it's not a lie.
That's my point. Who knows, right?
And what's fake news?
Exactly.
Stuff intended to mislead people.
Right? And that's where we start to lose the trust of the people that are leading.
Absolutely. Clark's telling me we only got a minute. So we'll come back and play viewer takeover after this. But all those things that I broke, Ken Holland being GM of the Oilers, the PFC season starting with a six-game season, the Winnipeg Hub City, it was all true. It was just ahead of when the entities wanted it announced. Didn't make it wrong. We'll be back. We'll go to the Facebook wall, the text line, all of it. It's a busy and interesting Monday here on the RP Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus TV Network. And you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
306-731-1445. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
We are into the always popular viewer takeover, everybody. There are those watching on Facebook Live around the world, and they'll be commenting in here shortly. And we do have a comment from our Navy friend who's watching from the Middle East on the CFL. We'll get to that. And Prairie Mobile text line 2. Listen, I wish there was more good news in sports to talk about today. There really isn't a lot. One viewer said you need to talk more hockey. Believe me, nobody wants to do that more than me, and it starts for real Saturday, so buckle down for that. For now, though, the CFL really is hijacked in the conversation. Brady writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777. He says, hey, Rod, the Seahawks made a splash trading for the best safety in the NFL in Jamal Adams. The move by Chaika to step down was a jerk move and wasn't at the right timing. Answer to the poll question regarding what's the correct time to start operating power tools on the weekend. Brady says 11 a.m. Well, tell that to the guys that were working on their deck at 6:30 a.m. near my house on Saturday, which I didn't have a problem with, by the way. I was up. Brady says, go Habs, Rattlers, and Blue Jays. It was not a jerk move by John Chaika. How do you know? How do you know?
Yeah.
I know John personally. And I also know what it's like to answer to an owner and his son. They're going to have contract negotiations with Taylor Hall and not include the GM? And you think that was the first sign of trouble for this relationship with John Chaika? John Chaika knows what he's doing. I wasn't the biggest fan either. I didn't necessarily believe Kyle Dubas was going to be the right guy. They come from the same mold.
Yeah.
You can't argue with what John Chaika has done since he got there.
No.
In the desert. You can't.
No. They signed him to a long-term deal for a reason. I mean, a young guy, bright mind. Yeah, it's a tough. It doesn't look good on the organization, that's for sure.
Regarding the CEBL, I love this. From the Natty at St. Catharines, Sean Dahl, viewer, says, thoughts on the Elam ending? I thought it was great. Even big deficits felt intense. That's where they put up a score, and you got the first team to the inside 4 minutes left in the game. I'm still figuring it out, Sean. I'm still figuring it out. I'm not against it. I'm not really for it, but I'm really diving headfirst into the CEBL Summer Series, watching it on CBC and the Gem app. I'm enjoying it, but I'm not formulating a decision just yet. But I will tell our viewers, particularly those in Canada, get on board with the Summer Series because it's going to be over before you know it. Don't let it be that thing that it's over before we even knew that it was on. Can you put up the comment from Don Mitchell? He's the Navy guy that's watching in the Middle East. Regarding what's going on in the CFL right now. He says, I wonder if there's a battle going on between the private versus the public teams, because they sure have Randy dancing to the zombie shuffle, and the players are getting rightly fed up. They are. And I thank Richie Leone for pointing out the punter for Ottawa, saying, hey, my teammate's saying this. You should go look at it. Players have had enough. This looks so unprofessional and bush league. The CFL's extended until Friday now, the deadline to get a deal done with the players. What if they don't? It's going to go another week? You're going to pull... All the players have wanted is a decision. And Don's probably right. There probably is a battle between the private owners and public owners. We saw White from the outset. Wasn't it Arash Madani that said some of the privately owned teams don't want to play?
Yeah.
Because they know it's going to cost them more money to play than not play. We'll continue this over into hour two. But because of the way the CFL's been run, and I wrote it in my column on the weekend, don't be mad at me for saying the CFL's been run poorly. For 100 years, they've spent more than they've made. That's bad business. I don't care who you are. They haven't marketed properly. They haven't treated their players well. There's a very real chance that they're at death's door and there's no coming back right now. And there's a lot of people that don't want to accept it. And interestingly enough, the guys that are against the NFL Canada concept the most are the people that I'm talking about because they don't want to give up control of their teams to the National Football League. You're going to get what you want. Sometimes when you get what you want, it's the worst thing. Hour two, John Hodge from 3downnation.com coming up. And also Bubba O'Neill of CHCH Hamilton. And we will see you all at 10 a.m. Mountain Tuesday morning right here on Game Plus. Stay tuned for Cash Cab. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.